Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Nettingham, and today being joined by Senator Sarah Trone Garriott. And Senator, thank you so much for taking the time to join me today.
Thanks, Shaquan.
You're welcome. And so it seems like you've had a busy couple of weeks, a lot of topics to get through, and we'll start with a big one pertaining to the area education agencies. Now, I saw something went on with the budget, and there was a budget cut with the AEA. So can you explain more of what happened with all that?
In the last few days of the legislative session was when we were dealing with a lot of the budgets. So there's an education budget. There's also the standings budget, where you see a lot of those standing education items like school funding. And every year, for many, many years, there has been a $7.5 million cut that comes out as directed in statute from the AEA fund. And then another 15 or so million is cut every year. And so this year, we weren't surprised to see those cuts there, but it was really disappointing to see another $10 million cut to the AEAs to pay for an increase in the Department of Education's budget. They're expanding the Department of Education, adding a lot more folks at the administrative level. So they're making the AEAs pay for that. So that's $32.5 million cut from the AEAs. And then when you combine that with the changes in how the AEAs are funded, there's the potential that the total cuts for the AEAs could be as high as $75 million in the coming year. That's a lot of money coming out of that system. And the AEAs provide such important supports for our public schools. No matter where you are in the state of Iowa, you will get great supports for special education or other needs. And now this throws that whole system into chaos. Not only is it changing how they can plan from year to year, but there will definitely be cuts to staffing. And we are seeing lots of folks resigning because they don't know if they can count on their job being there next year.
Well, thank you for providing the details about that. Lawmakers also implemented a 3.8% flat tax rate next year for illegal reentry into the state by undocumented immigrants. Can you share what your thoughts are about this?
So those are two different items. There was a bill about adjusting the flat tax rate. In the previous year, we had a change to our income tax rate to try to put everybody on the same rate. It's not exactly a flat tax, because when you have a flat tax, it means they get rid of all of the deductions, all of those benefits that are helpful to some people and not others, and tries to make everyone the same and you're paying the same rate. Deductions still exist, but they've made it a flat rate of 3.8%. And in this new bill, it was about trying to fix some of the problems with last year's legislation, and also to try to speed up some of the benefit for your average Iowan, because the first people to see the benefit were the wealthiest. And that was a concern that I had last year, that the richest folks in Iowa would see huge benefits, but the people, more average folks who are working for a living, wouldn't see anything for the first few years, and then they would see it would be very small. So this actually speeds up getting to the benefit for your regular Iowans, but it's still going to be kind of small. So I'm concerned about that still. This tax system, the way it's structured, will still be favoring and benefiting the wealthiest the most. And I really want to see our tax cuts targeted so that they're helping the folks who would benefit the most, who would need it the most, so that we can really support more Iowans and make sure more folks are getting that relief they need. The piece about illegal reentry, that was a piece of legislation that was passed earlier in the session. Texas had passed a similar law. Seems like a lot of the legislation we see proposed in Iowa is coming from Florida or Texas. And this was telling law enforcement that they need to add to their list of duties, that they need to check people's immigration statuses, and that if they've entered the state of Iowa when they don't have a legal status in the United States, that there need to be punishments for that. So it's a misdemeanor to be in our country without status. And other court processes have found that laws like this are unconstitutional, but the governor signed this into law recently. And what we're hearing from a lot of police departments is, we don't have the time to do this. We don't have the resources to do this. This is not going to be a good use of our time. Advocates who opposed this legislation said what this does is it actually puts people at risk, because folks will not talk to the police if they need help or if they can help the police, they just won't do that because they're going to be afraid. And so that causes a lot of problems with trust in our community and actually makes it harder for law enforcement to do their job. And as we've heard from the Des Moines Police Department, they just don't have the resources to also be performing this function in addition to all the other work they're doing. Maybe you had seen on the news recently, there's just been a lot of departments really spending a lot of money on overtime for their departments because they just don't have enough staff to fully cover all their shifts and all of the needs in their communities. And so a lot of our law enforcement officers are stretched pretty thin already.
Speaking here with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott and Senator, now a couple other topics that came from the legislative session. And I know you've shared your thoughts about these before, but it's, the state boards and commission. Can you maybe dive deeper into how these topics were deliberated during the session?
Well, so there have been some pretty big changes to our state government, pretty big policies that have come through that really haven't had a lot of opportunity for public input. And so that's really troubling to me. The boards and commissions piece, these are recommendations made by a small group of people who did not meet with any of the boards and commissions. They didn't take the time to really collect information. There was one 2-hour public hearing this summer. That was it. And so we had been hearing from a lot of different groups. So there are boards and commissions that cover professional licensure for dietitians or physical therapists, psychologists, and they make sure that those practitioners are qualified and that people aren't doing things that are inappropriate. They would also hold folks accountable if there was something wrong happening in their practice. So all these other boards and commissions that have to do with health and safety issues, tobacco use, or even the folks who inspect and service boilers, some pretty significant issues for safety that all these different kinds of specialties and expertise that is involved, so many issues, lawmakers definitely don't have them all covered. And so we heard a lot from the public. Some changes were made, and I appreciate that some of that input was taken into account, but there are a lot of folks who are pretty unhappy with the changes that were made. So I did offer an amendment to try to hold on to some of those boards and commissions. Some of them were being combined with others that kind of were related, but not really in the same focus or area. That amendment wasn't taken up. So I think that was too bad. We need to hear from the public. If you're seeing problems, if you're experiencing issues, if you're part of one of these professions that your board got consolidated or eliminated, we need to know what the impact of that is.
Speaking here with Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott, and can you just share what are maybe some other bills that are being worked on right now in the Senate?
So we are done for the session. So that means that anything that had been alive in process for the last 2 years will need to start over next year. So we've got an election this year, and we'll have a lot of new people coming in. There'll be retirements, there'll be changes. So it's going to be a new legislature. We'll start the next General Assembly. The 91st General Assembly will begin in January 2025. And so it's kind of a clean slate. Now, there are always things that lawmakers bring back. And so it's a good time in the summer to reach out to your legislators and let them know what matters to you. If there's something they did that you want them to know was a good thing, tell them that. If there's something they worked on that you want them to change or redo or fix, that's important to hear too. And if there's something they didn't get to, we need to hear that. And that's why it's just really important that folks Google who's my Iowa legislator, send them an email, let them know what matters to you.
Well, thank you for going over all of that and appreciate your time that you took to talk with us today.
Thank you so much, Shaquan.
You are very welcome. And that is Iowa Senator Sarah Trone Garriott joining us here for our Dallas County Let's Talk program, brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable.